Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we continually bless and honor you this morning. We call on you, the mighty great I am. Have your way. Have your way in us. You are Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider that we need, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just come to praise you this morning, to honor you, to love on you this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we are thanking you, our God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you've done on our behalf, everything that you are going to do. We thank you ahead of time. And, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we plead our cause, oh, God, that you are our Lord. Fight against those who fight against us. Take hold of shield and buckler. Stand up for our help. Oh, God, you are so faithful. We thank you that you are faithful, oh, God, to us. You won't leave us. You won't forsake us, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are thanking you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're about to do, open the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. Pour out blessings. Oh, God, as we bow before you, as we worship you this morning, we honor your presence. In the mighty holy name of Jesus, we say, Lord, 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 we thank you that we can call on your name. We call you Abba Father, but we call you Lord, King, Shepherd, hallelujah, the Most High God. Have your way in us this morning, oh God. Have your way, have your way. Oh God, we honor you today. Have your way in all of us. Have your way. We surrender all to you this morning. So we are thanking you, Father. We thank you this morning that we can call your name, Abba, and you heard before we call. What a great Father you are. What a mighty God you are. No God is great like you, oh God. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. You are mighty, mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. Mighty God, holy God, faithful friend. Lord, let every plant that you did not plant be rooted out in the name of Jesus. We lay the axe to the root of every evil tree in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let every ungodly generational taproot be cut and pulled out of our bloodline in the name of Jesus. Let the roots of wickedness be rottenness in the name of Jesus. We speak to every tree to be uprooted, every evil tree to be uprooted and cast into the sea. Let your holy fire burn up every ungodly root in the name of Jesus. Let the confidence of the enemy be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let the prophetic word be released to root out evil kingdoms in the name of Jesus. Let every person planted in our church be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let any sickness rooted in our bodies be plucked up in the name of Jesus. Let all false ministries that have rooted themselves in our city be plucked up in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in curses come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in witchcraft come out in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in any part of our body and organs come out in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are mighty. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are holy. No God great like you. No God holy like you. No God, no God, no God can compare to how awesome you are. Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We thank God for each of you this morning joining us on Bible Storyland. God has given us another day, another wonderful, great day to acknowledge him, to honor him, to bless him, to call him Lord, King, Shepherd, and Father. What a great God we serve. We welcome each of you this morning. Oh, we thank God that he is Lord and he is still in control. Oh, today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. We are grateful for families. You know, we have two families, the family that we were born into, our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, uncles, cousins, aunts, you know, those that we knew first. And then we have our spiritual family, the family that we were birthed into through Jesus Christ. What an awesome God we serve. Oh, he's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God, and he is faithful to us, his children. We are grateful this morning that the Most High God joined us. We are two or more gathered together in his name, and we are thanking the Lord this morning for everything that he's doing and everything that he's going to do. Well, we thank God for you this morning. Yes, you and you and you. We thank God for all of you this morning and everybody. Oh, God, everybody on Bible Storyland, we are so grateful for you this morning. The Lord loves you so much, and I love you too. Thank God for a great day this morning. Well, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Bless the Lord. I thank God for you.
Bless you.
Listen, I'm going to ask you this morning if before you sing the song, can you say a prayer for families this morning?
Be glad to. Yes, ma'am.
And then you
gracious Lord,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Father, we are so thankful that you let us see another day. And Lord, before we ask you for anything, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. Lord, we thank you for the families that you have given to us, Lord. And Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on all the families all over the world, Lord. You know what we stand in need of, Lord. Lord, there's so much division in families these days, so much sickness, so much strife, Lord. But, Lord, we know that you're able to heal, you're able to touch, you're able to deliver, Lord. So, Lord, we're asking a special blessing on the families. Lord, Lord, you made the father the head. You made the mother the helpmeet, Lord, and then you bless with children, Lord. So we ask you to bless the fathers, all the mothers, and all the children, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would put your loving arms of protection around us, Lord, and keep us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do those things that are pleasing in your sight, Lord. We want to please you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for what you've done for us down through the years. You've kept our family, Lord, and we thank you for that. You've given us loving families, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom and knowledge that you have given to the fathers to lead the families. And then those where the mother is the head of the family, Lord, we thank you for the strength that you've given to her, Lord. Continue to bless us. Continue to keep us, Lord, in your care. We love you, Lord. We don't take your blessings lightly. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done in the past, what you're doing right now, and what you will do for us in the future, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you hung, bled, and died on Calvary's cross, Lord, so that families might have a right to the tree of life. So I'm asking, Lord, for a special touch today for all of the families. Bless us and keep us in your care. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to sing, I Will Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Until I die.
Thank you for that,
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die, till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. Till I die, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Until I die. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. Then I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. When I die, when I die, I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself. I'm going to see God for myself when I die.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to trust in the Lord until we die. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank you so much. I appreciate the prayer and the song. Pastor Donna, you guys have a great day today. I know you got a schedule full. We thank God for you.
God bless you, Minister G. I love you.
Love you too. All right. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome in all his ways. You know, the word of the Lord says we are to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. To bear means to support each other. Burden, you know, people have heavy loads. So whenever we bear another person's burden, we help support them in prayer, offering help, whatever way we can, sometimes monetary supply, to encourage each other in whatever way that we can, through our words, through our encouragement, through support. The golden rule says, Matthew 7:12, therefore all things whatsoever you would do, you would that men would do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law of the prophets. Families, we must bear one another's burdens. For in doing so, God will bless us. Hallelujah. What a wonderful Father we have. We serve the Lord through all kinds of ways. He leads us in the right path for righteousness' sake. So let's praise the Lord this morning. Let's continually praise him. I thank God for families. You know, what a wonderful God we serve. He gave us the right parents, the right sisters and brothers. He gave us the right uncles, aunts, and cousins. He never make a mistake. You know how children are. They go like, I want that mother right there. I want that dad. He gave us the right family, the right parents. He never make a mistake. So we are so grateful to the Father this morning. Let's praise the Lord this morning and show our love to him in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. He deserves all the glory, all the praise. He deserves all the glory, all the honor. And all the praise, it belonged to him. So we are thankful this morning for everything that he's done and everything he's about to do. We are blessed this morning. We have One Lord family on with us this morning from Jacksonville family. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. So we are thanking God for the family of God in Jacksonville, One Lord family. We have Stacy, Minister Stacy Hogan on with us this morning. She's going to read a scripture, and Mother Baker is going to sing a song. So good morning, Minister Stacy Hogan. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right. Go right ahead and read the scripture.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. So our scripture this morning will be coming from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, in the 14th and 15th verses, and it reads, "Now, therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, we have Mother Baker, Connie Baker, on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Mother Baker. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on with us. And what are you
going
to do this morning?
What am I going to sing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to comment behind the lady before. It just... when you hear some things, it sometimes just touch your heart. She touched my heart this morning. You touched my heart in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. The song I'm going to sing this morning is "To Praise Him Is in My Heart," in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank God for everything that he's doing with us, for us, in us. Oh, my goodness. This is our spiritual medicine this morning, in Jesus' name. Some folks think to pass the weary night alone. Others think just to entertain a worldly throne. But I think, because I worship God in song, it's in my heart, it's in my, it's in my heart. Somebody might have not heard what I said. Some folks sing to pass the weary night alone. Others sing just to entertain a worldly throne. But I sing because I worship God in song. It's in my heart. It's in my, it's in my heart. It's in my heart, this melody of love divine. It's in my heart that I am his and he's mine. It's in my heart, how can I help but sing and shout? It's in my heart. It's in my, it's in my heart. It's in my heart, this melody of love divine. It's in my heart that I am his and he's mine. It's in my heart, how can I help but sing and shout? It's in my heart, it's in my heart, it's in my, it's in my heart.
Amen. Woo, my my God, that was beautiful. That oh, I felt that myself this morning. Thank you, Jesus. That touched my heart. I tell you what, I thank God for the men and women of God. Thank God for you, Mother Baker. That was awesome. I mean, I love that song. I don't think I've ever heard it before, but it's in my heart. I thank God. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank God for the scripture that was read this morning. You know, Job says in Job 23:12, I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. Our speaker today is the pastor of One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism. She's my pastor, and she loves the word of God, and she loves God's people. So I thank God for the word that she loves preaching and teaching, the word of God. She is a mighty woman of God, a faithful woman of God. She's our pastor, Pastor Jewel Baker. Good morning, Pastor Baker. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Glad you could join us. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We tell God thank you this morning. Amen. Amen. Sister G, you touched on quite a few things with the family this morning. And so we're going to just touch on, I'm going to start in the book of Genesis. Amen. But I'm going to end up, amen, the Lord say so. We're going to end up, hallelujah, at Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. And so I really want to establish the point, the fact, and you said it earlier, the family are made up of two types of family. Amen. And we got the family that's made up from our natural family, which is called in the Bible the flesh family. Amen. It's the flesh. Amen. Those families that were born that we did not have a choice. We were it was already predestined by God. Amen. Some of us were born into the Jones family, the Smith family. Amen. You did not have a choice of what family that you would reside in. And so for that alone, we give God glory, because if we had a choice, we would have messed it up. Amen. So God was all-knowing, and so he decided to put us in the family that he would have us to be in. And then we want to talk, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time with the natural family, amen. But the second one, amen, I want to spend time there. Amen, amen. The spiritual family, amen. The body. Amen. As the word of God said, there's only one Lord, and there's only one faith and one baptism. Amen. And so there's one body. And so we realize and we look at the natural family. Amen. That family came from the dust of the earth, and so shall it return back to the dust of the earth. Amen. The Bible says that he created Adam from the dust of the earth. And when he blew into the nostrils of Adam, Adam became a living soul. So we understand how the family came about. Amen. And then he told Eve, he said in the word, he said, it's not good for a man to be alone. So I'm going to create him a helpmeet. So that's where Eve came in. And so we realize that Eve was taken from the rib of Adam. And so then we go a little further where the scripture says in Genesis chapter 2 and 18, it says that that the woman was to be fruitful and to multiply. Amen. And so here's where the family come in. The family consists of, amen, a husband, a wife, amen, and children. Amen. A husband, a wife, and children. I didn't say a fiance. Come on. I didn't say somebody we're dating. The Bible consists of a family as a husband, a wife, and children. And so that is the natural side. And so I thank God for that. Amen. As we even see, in the word of God, it gives us plenty of examples of the family. Come on, we can go to Jacob and Esau, amen, Isaac and Rebecca. Rebecca was pregnant with twins, amen. And so we even saw that the Bible said there were two nations in one womb, amen, and there was a struggle. And here today, amen, we don't understand the struggle that we're in, that we are born, amen. Now we're born not of the flesh but of the spirit. And so that's what I want to talk about. And Minister Stacy read the scripture from Joshua. Amen. It says that, and I'm just going to paraphrase just a little bit. It says, choose this day who you will serve. Amen. So we came into the knowledge that, yes, we have been born into our natural family. Amen. But I have a choice, because the natural family is going back to the dust, that body. Amen. But the spiritual family shall live for eternity. Amen. And so that family, that body has to reside somewhere, and it's going to reside eternal. Amen. That's an eternal, the spiritual will live forever, whether it be in hell or whether it be in heaven. Amen. And so we're going to touch bases in the book of, I'm going to the New Testament. Amen. I think I'm going to start there. I gave you a little background about the family. Amen. And so I want to touch bases on John chapter 3. Amen. I want to talk about Nicodemus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. So if you just walk with me real quickly, I'm trying not to be alone because I'm very long-winded. Amen. So I know I have very little time. Amen. And Nicodemus, John chapter 3, and it reads, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. And for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with them." I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. There was a ruler of the Jews, but Nicodemus understood. He heard the rumors. He heard the things that Jesus had done, but he did not want to take it from somebody else. Nicodemus had a mindset to seek God on his own. A family, thanks to God, has to understand that we may have many members in the family, but we all have to know Jesus Christ for ourselves. Amen. I tell people all the time, don't get baffled because they took prayer out of school. Be baffled if they can take the prayer out of your child. See, what we instilled into our children, thank you, Lord God, it cannot be removed. Amen. It shall not be removed. The word of God says that when a word goes forth, it shall not return back void. You can take prayer out of school, but they can't take prayer out of our children. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord God. So we bless the name of the Lord. He wanted to get and understand. He had questions. Nicodemus was inquisitive. Amen. He had questions that nobody else could answer but the Lord. Thanks to God, we have many people in our family. Amen. With many issues, as the woman of God said, Pastor Donna. Amen. She said that, guess what? I had to seek God for myself. We have to have that relationship with God for ourselves. There are many trials and tribulations in the family. Amen. There are things that the enemy has torn the family apart. Amen. But I'm telling you that you cannot tell a family that's built on the kingdom principles. You can't tell that family. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. It is built on a solid foundation, and that foundation is Christ Jesus this morning. That's why the word of God declares that we are to train up a child in the way that they should go, so when they come to the end of the journey, they will not depart. Hallelujah. These are the things that bring a family into the principles of God. We have some kingdom principles, and that we must stand on. One of the kingdom principles is this, the first commandment. It says that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind. The second one is likened unto it. Love thy neighbors as thyself. Oh, my God, my God. In other words, when we love others like we do ourselves, we won't do them any harm. They can harm us, but we won't retaliate. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. I hear in the word of God, love is not puffed up. Love is not arrogant. Love is not insist on having its own way. Love is not resentful. But when we show our families love, oh, my God, kindness, come on here, patient. We got to be patient with our unsaved family members. Respectful. Guess what? If they don't respect the God in you, it's okay. It's okay. But guess what? We have to respect them. Amen. We have to have those godly principles, kingdom-based principles. Nicodemus understood. He asked a question that nobody could answer but Jesus. He said to him, listen what Jesus answered him and said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Oh, my God, my God. That's what we come in as a family, the spiritual family. Amen. We have to help others see. Amen. We have to help them understand that they will not enter into the kingdom of God, amen, if they don't have not been born again. Hallelujah. Here's Nicodemus. And he answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except you be born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I don't care how much people know, come on, of the word. He said it, if you're not born of the water and of the spirit, you won't enter into the kingdom of God. What are you saying? The water represents a cleansing, a spiritual baptism. Amen. Hallelujah. The water and the spirit. What is the spirit? The spirit represents the Trinity. Hallelujah. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's evidence that the Holy Ghost is present in our life. Why? Because it empowers us. Thank you, Lord God. We do nothing on our own with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in charge. The Holy Spirit guides us. It leads and guides us. The Bible says it leads and guides us to all truth. Thank you, Lord God. So we understand. He said that which, I'm at verse 6, 3 and 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. We talked about the fleshly family. That which is born of the spirit is the spirit. Amen. And he said, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord God. And then I just want to make sure we understand, we have to be born again. What are you saying, Pastor? We got to have the water baptism. We got to be baptized in the Spirit. Amen. He said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, we're none of his. We don't belong to him until we have the Spirit of Christ. He said that we were adopted in, and when we were adopted into this family, that means that you didn't choose him. He chose you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. That's what John 18 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I ordained you. Oh, my God, my God. So we thank God, amen, for the families that have been chosen by God, that not only did you chose, God chose you, but you chose to be of God. You chose, amen, to be into a royal priesthood family. Ah, the Bible says that we are peculiar people. Come on, somebody. That means we don't look like and we don't act like the world. We are set aside, amen, for kingdom principles. We are set aside to do our Father's business. And so I bless the name of the Lord when Nicodemus understood that, guess what, there was more. I need more. Hallelujah. Oftentimes, we don't know how to go to God, but we know that we need something from God. We don't know quite what it is, but Nicodemus understood he needed something from the Lord. He had questions, and he needed answers. And the only person to answer his questions was Jesus. Amen. And so when we understand, he said that you must come to Jesus with an open mind and an open heart to receive the truth. I just said a whole lot. When we come into the family of Christ, we must have an open mind to receive the truth. Oh, my God, my God. We got Christians today, still mind is not open to receive the truth. Amen. The truth is, amen, I can't have it my way. Come on, somebody. We can't do it like we want to do it. We have to do it like the word of God tells us that we have to do it. And so for that alone, I give God glory. Matthew 3:11 says, indeed I baptize you. This is John the Baptist. He said, indeed I baptize you with the water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not even worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. The family have to be baptized, amen, with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah. As we already said, the Trinity, hallelujah, the third person in the Trinity. But he said, not only am I going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, I need fire behind it. In other words, guess what? I'm purifying. Fire burn up things that's not of God. Hallelujah. Fire, amen, signify us, amen, pure. Thank you, Lord God. And so with the family, amen, we fail to teach our children, hallelujah, that guess what? The only way into the kingdom of heaven is that we've been born again. Amen. That we are born again, not of the flesh, but of the spirit. And I'm going to leave this last scripture with you in Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. Amen. And this is going to wrap it up for you. Amen. Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, it reads, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother." They that do the will of the Father, that is your family, your father, your sister, your mother. The will of the Father. Again, we have two families, a natural and a spiritual. And so what we're trying to do as believers, those that are not spiritual, in the spiritual family, we're trying to bring them over into the spiritual family because they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven without entering into this spiritual family. We bless the name of the Lord. Nicodemus had an unction. Come on, somebody. Amen. He was persistent. Come on, somebody. Amen. We have to be just that way with our family members. Amen. Don't give them a lie. No compromise. Give them the truth. Amen. A lie will only last for a moment, but the truth will stand forever. They may not like it. They may not want to hear it. They may turn a deaf ear. But at the end of the day, hallelujah, thank you, Lord God, I desire, the word of God declares that the Lord desires that none should perish, but all should have everlasting life. Amen. And without that, with that being said, nobody, come on, somebody, it's not our good works. Come on, it's not how much good we do in the world. Amen. We must be born again that we may enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And that's what family, that's what the Bible, the biblical principles teach us. Amen. That's what we stand on, the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We all, amen, have some unsaved family members. We all have somebody that we need to usher them into the presence of God, that they may receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God. Family, family principles, godly principles, kingdom values. That's what it's all about. And for that alone, we give God glory. As we just close out with a little short word of prayer, Father, we thank you once again for the family principles, God. God, we thank you, oh God, for distinguishing, hallelujah, our natural family, which is the flesh, our spiritual family, which that is of the spirit. God, we bless you this morning. We thank you, God. God, we pray for families all over the world, God, that they will turn not a deaf ear to your word, oh God, that they will say, what must I do to be born again? Thank you, Lord God, not just of the water, but of the fire, Holy Ghost baptism. God, we thank you this morning, God. We declare the works all over the world, God. God, we thank you for Sister G, oh God. God, the family needs you like never before, God. Those that are saved and sanctified, God, that are doing the will of the Father. God, we even need you even the more, God, because we know that we have an adversary. And God, but we thank you, God. We thank you for being a God of all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for giving us another chance to get it right. God, we thank you for another opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they may come into the family. Oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus, the true and living family, the family that will last, that will live for eternity, God. God, we thank you, God. We realize that this is not our home. We're just pilgrims passing through. We give you the glory this morning, God. What must we do to be saved? God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for Nicodemus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. What must I do to be born again? Can I yet enter into my mother's womb a second time? Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We thank you for the families, God. We ask the hands of the Lord upon each and every family represented, those that's not represented, God, all over the world. And, God, we release this morning. Oh, God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word, it will not return back void. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And, whoo, what an awesome word, the family this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for you, Pastor. Thank you so much for that awesome word. The two types of family, the flesh family, the natural family. She went all the way back to Genesis, came into Nicodemus, Old Testament, New Testament. You know, we got to be born again, born of the water, born of the Spirit. So I thank God for that mighty word that she gave this morning. It was powerful, powerful words. So I hope you go back over the scriptures she gave, many scriptures. So I thank God in the name of Jesus for the words that went forth. I thank you, Lord God, for opening our ears to hear what your spirit said, to let that word settle in our hearts, and we move on them. How many Nicodemuses do you have in your neighborhood? How many Nicodemuses do you know? We got to tell them. You know, they got to be born of the water and the spirit. Nicodemus asked the question, you know, can I go into my mother's womb? No. Got to be born of the water and the spirit. So I thank God for that word. It was mighty powerful. Thank God for Pastor. I'm going to ask Sister Stacy, Minister Stacy, if she'll pray for Pastor this morning and for Bible Storyland families this morning.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the woman of God that brought forth the word on this morning, oh God, concerning the families, oh God. Thank you for the reminder, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, your word is sure and it's true, oh God. Your grip, oh God, is firm, oh God, and it is sure, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, as the woman of God poured out into us on this morning, oh God, God, I ask that you restore virtue unto her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to bless the works of her hand, oh God. Oh God, continue to bless her for her faithfulness, oh God. And we thank you on this morning, oh God, for the mighty servant, oh God, that you have blessed us with, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, continue, oh God, to increase her territory like never before, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. Thank God for the word. You know, salvation is a free gift. But with that free gift comes responsibility. We have to be responsible, yeah, you know, for our own soul salvation. We got to go before the Father and ask him, Lord, what do we got to do to be saved, to stay saved? You know, many people go backsliding. The Lord don't want us to backslide. He said in Jeremiah 3:22, return faithless people. I will cure you of your backsliding. Yes, we will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. So we got to stay faithful to God. We got to read his word, study his word, and we got to hear his voice. This is almost 2020. This is 2019. You got to hear his voice because he's giving instructions. He's speaking to us, sometimes dreams, visions, and sometimes just straight out. Got to hear his voice. You don't speak loud. The devil be doing that loud, loud. But the Lord speak in his soft voice. So hear what the Lord of the hear what the Lord saying this morning through Pastor Baker, through the songs. You know, we gotta listen. Get in that quiet place. You can't always have noise around you. You gotta get in that quiet, the secret place. Word says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty Lord. I will say of you, Lord, you are a refuge and our fortress. My God, we trust in you like never before. We got to trust in it. You know, there are all kinds of things happening in the world, but don't let it shake you. Don't let it shake you. Be anchored in the Lord. Be anchored in the Lord. All kinds of things are going to go on. It's going to get worse, but be anchored in the Lord. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. Mother Fanny's going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Mother Fanny. She's a young woman, 83 years young. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
What are you going to sing this morning?
Well, I'm going to sing. Let me see. I know it was his blood.
All right, amen.
I know it was his blood. I know it was his blood. I know it was his blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died on the cross, and I know it was his blood for me. Yes, I know it was his blood. Yes, I know it was his blood. I know it was his blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Lord Jesus, he died upon the cross. And I know it was his blood for me. died, he died, he died. He died, he died, he died. He died, he died, he died. He died, he died, he died. For me, for me. Oh, he died, he died, he died. He died, he died, he died. He died, he died, he died for me. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, my Jesus, he died upon the cross. And I know it was his blood for me. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for me, oh, he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for me. Yes, I know it was his blood. Yes, I know it was his blood. I know it was his blood for me, for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, my Jesus, he died upon the cross. And I know it was his blood for me. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, there's power in the blood. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Awesome song. I know it was the blood for me. Was not for the blood. Oh, my God. There's power in the blood.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to call on Karen Itell from Houston, Texas this morning. Going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. What, are you
gonna play? What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen. God, this morning for the song of praise. We thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayers. It's been awesome, God. Well, it is spread time on Bible Story Land. The effectual fervent prayers of the right to the spot. And so, we're going to be doing a request. Anybody needs prayer this week?
Yes, I do. Pray for me and my family.
Okay, Mother Fanny, got you. And your family, okay. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Sister G.
Yes.
Can you hear me this early?
I can barely hear you, but what'd you say?
I'm very hoarse, but pray for John and Ernestine as they travel to going on South Carolina. And we both got a cold, so let's pray for us.
Okay. All right. Lost and family. All righty.
And Carita.
Yes.
My friend Christy is praying that they will move, get on the ball and get her street fixed. And her whole street is tore up. It's been that way for about a week now.
Okay, for Christy. Six. Kara.
Yes.
Did you say for Christy?
Just what?
Did you say pray for Christy because of her street?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Fanny, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mother Fanny, can you pray for John and Ernestine Lawson? They're traveling from Jacksonville to Carolina, visit family, and they both have throat problems today. So being colds and, you know, could you pray for that this morning?
Repeat that name again.
The Lawson family.
Oh, the Lawson, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Miss Gardner?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray you look down on the Lawson family as they travel back and forth. Well, they are going. I should be with them, protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Keep that shield around them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give them strength, give them guidance, give them leading. That you will be with them, you will take care of them, you will see them all the way through. You will make a way out of no way for them and their whole entire family, Lord. I ask you to please strengthen them, Lord. Keep that shield around them, keep them covered in your holy blood, Lord. Don't leave them alone for 1 minute, Lord. Be right by their side, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Father, Lord. We all need your mercy, your care, your leading, your guidance every day of our life. Lord, we cannot make it without you. We are weak, Lord. Build us up when we are torn down. Make us be strong towers for you. Help us to love you and serve you and do the thing that you will have us to do each and every day, Lord. Give us strength, Lord. Take any bad habits that we have. Take them away from us, Lord. Send them back to the devil where they come from in the name of Jesus. Where he won't interfere with your people anymore, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Keep them covered. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your son and your daughter, the Hawkins family. Pastor Hawkins, this morning, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. And Pastor Hawkins, this morning, oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Donna Hawkins and all that you're doing on her behalf. Oh, God, you know her husband. Bless him. Continually keep him healthy and well. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for her church family. Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. We thank you for keeping order in the house, O God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty holy name of Jesus. And, Father, we are blessing you, honoring you this morning, giving you praise, glory, and thanksgiving for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. We thank you, O God. We praise your name. We honor you this morning. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. And, Father, we thank you, O God, for all that you're about to do. Mother Fanny, can you pray for Jackie Travis this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie and her husband, her two daughters and a granddaughter, and she take care of the elderly. Her ministry is with the elderly.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, God, I pray you look down on Jackie Travis and her whole entire family, Lord. You know exactly what they are going through with, Father. I should have strengthened them, Lord God. I should have protected them, Lord God. Give them strength. Give them courage. Give them a mind to serve you, to love you, and do the thing that they're supposed to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Come up in your precious blood, Lord. Don't leave them alone for not 1 minute, Lord. Be by their side, Lord. Never leave them, Lord. Never forsake them, Lord. Help them to love you and serve you, pray to you, honor your spirit and true, oh God. Take them through, Father. They need you. They cannot survive without you. Lord, they'll weak. Fill them up when they're told now. Make them be strong cows for you and lead them and guide them through the way you want them to go, the thing you want them to do. Have mercy for them, Lord. Lord Jesus, you died for me. You died for us all. You didn't have to die. You died because of the love that you have within your heart for us all, Lord. I pray you, remember them right now in Jesus' name. Keep them close by your side. Never leave them. Never leave them. Never forsake them. Be with them, Lord. Be with their family, their sisters, their brothers, their nieces, their nephews, cousins, their whole entire family, Lord. Leave them, guide them in the way you want them to go, that they will always serve you, look up to you, and praise your name. And they will give you the praise and the glory that you deserve, because you deserve it all in Jesus' mighty name. I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Jackie, good morning. She's on with us this morning. She's working with the elderly this morning.
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. We're so glad you joined us. You're in a place you can sing this morning.
I'm at McDonald's with my little lady. I don't know if I'll be able to sing in here tonight.
But don't worry about it. We'll keep right on moving. We pray for you, Mother Fanny. Just
thank
pray
you.
For you. We
I
thank
heard
God.
You. Thank you, Mother Fanny.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay.
Well,
bless you.
Let's continue on this morning. Thank you, and bless you, Jackie. Thank you for being on with us this morning. We thank the mighty God this morning. What a great Father we have. He's awesome in all his ways. He loves the people of God. I thank God that he loves all of us. Hallelujah. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. Good morning.
John want to sing a song.
All right. Hallelujah. Good morning, Prophet John. How are you?
Good morning. I do have a call, but God has laid a song on my heart. I try to do my best.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
And in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Church, be very sure your anchor holds the solid rock. This rock is Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Christ the Son.
He is the one.
This rock is Jesus.
My Lord,
the only one.
Mm-hmm.
He's very sure.
Yes, yes.
Church, be very sure that your anger holds and the solid rock.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood.
Oh, yeah.
And the world can't do me no harm.
No harm, no harm.
In times like these,
yes, Lord,
we need the Bible.
Thank you, Jesus.
In times like these,
oh, yeah.
Don't you be idle. Be very sure. Be very sure your anger holds and with the solid rock.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God, thank God.
Prophet John, oh, my God. In times like these, we
yes,
pray.
Oh yes, Lord.
Can't do without our Savior. He is our anchor, Amen. Our rock,
yes,
and
yes.
He preserves us in times like these. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. That was awesome, Prophet John. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mother Fanny, we're going to ask you to pray for Mother Ludell this morning. Mother Ludell had to go to a funeral this morning. One of her dear friends, they were both in their 90s. Mother Ludell, 97. Her friend passed away at 96. So, you know, she's going to be missing her. So if you can pray for Mother Ludell and her family and the family that lost a loved one.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father. Yes, Bonnie. Look, Dialo's sister. What's her name? What's her name now?
Mother, yes, ma'am. Mother Fanny.
No, Sister Ludell, yes, Lord. I ask you to strengthen her and her family as they go through the read, Lord. Give them strength. Give them the courage. Give them mind. Give them the Holy Spirit, Lord. And lead them and guide them through it, Lord. That everything will be all right. That you will give them a peace of mind. You'll give them joy. You'll give them happiness. Lord, you'll just love them. You'll love them. They'll love you, Lord. They'll do as you said, do, God. Forever keep them, Lord. Lead them, God. Strengthen them day by day, time by time. Let your will be done. Hold them in the palm of your hand, God. Help them to overcome, Lord. Help them to give them strength to praise your name, Lord. Give them what they need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help them, God, all the way. And Lord, give them the mind.
I'm trying to turn on that green light. You can try to turn it off.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Fanny. We appreciate that. Mm. Hallelujah. We're continually in prayer this morning. We thank God for Mother Fanny this morning. Father, I thank you for Mother Fanny, your daughter, this morning. I thank you for all that you're doing in Mother Fanny. And, Lord, you know her children. So we ask you to bless her children, her grandchildren, great-grand, those to be born. Bless her church and her church family, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Continually keep Mother Fanny healthy and well, Lord God. You are a great healer, Jehovah Rapha. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you, Father. Send the word and heal us, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, for Christy, Karen's friend,
mm-hmm.
who they're having trouble on the street. Lord, you say, whatever we ask in your name, believe it, and you will grant it. So we thank you this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Christy's street being fixed. And all the streets, Lord, all over the world, all over the nation,
yes,
There's so many streets that need to be fixed. So many potholes in the streets. So many broken places in the street, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Fix, Lord God. Some uneven streets, Lord God, where accidents could be caused. But we pray against incidents, accidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. And we thank you for what you're doing in the family of God all over the world, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you've done and what you're about to do on Bible Story Land. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And, Lord, as we close out this morning, oh, God, but not from your presence, we're continually abiding under your shadow, Almighty. And, Father, we thank you this morning for everything that you're about to do, everything that you've done already. We pray for the Lawsons family as they continually travel, that they would arrive there safely, Lord. We thank you for everybody on Bible Storyland this morning.
Yes.
We thank you again for the word that went forth this morning. We thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for everything that you've done on Bible Storyland. So, Father, walk with us today. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway in Jesus' name. Well, we will not be on Bible Storyland for a couple of weeks. We'll return October 5th. Tell your neighbors, your friends, your church family to join us October 5th, 9 a.m. I want you to know that God loves you. I love you. And he loves you so much.
Yes,
he sent Jesus to die for you. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord continually. Even when you think things are not going good, start praising him. Start saying, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I give you honor. I give you glory. I give you honor due to your name. Glory to your holy name. Lord, you deserve all the glory. Lord, you deserve all the praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Don't be like the children of Israel. You know, they everything God did for them, they didn't appreciate it. But let him know how much you appreciate him. He's God.
Now let me sing your song before we go.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry. What did you say, Mother Fanny?
Let me sing your song, your hallelujah before we go.
Okay, go ahead.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. All of our praise belongs to you. All of our praise belongs to you. All of our praise belongs to you. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Please. Amen. Well, I love you all. Look forward to hearing from you next week. I'm sorry, October 5th, 9 a.m. You know God loves you more than I have the capacity to love you, but he loves you, and I love you, too.
Yes.
Have a great day in the Lord.
Okay. Yes. Y'all, too.
Amen.